Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Pure Hope Show. We are so excited about our guests today. We at the Hope Interfaith Center always invite guests who have on the leading edge and the cutting edge of information and guidance. And today we are, the title of our talk is To Build Our Life Force with Light Therapy. And so we're going to help you know how to build that life force within you with this new way of understanding how we can work with our body's energy. Today on our show is Amy Cardamo Rayner, and she is a licensed acupuncturist who has been in private practice for 18 years. Over time, she's come to understand that understanding herself and being her most authentic self, which I consider integral, that she can better help others understand that for themselves as well. About 6 months ago, she came across a post in a practice management group where she is a part of, where a fellow acupuncturist was talking about a line of patches, and we're going to be talking about those cell stem patches that kind of help you move and build your life force. Amy was intrigued, felt intuitively that she needed to try them out. And so she had such a positive experience with these patches that she has incorporated them in her practice and uses them constantly in her treatments. I myself have got the opportunity to get some patches from Amy. She was so hospitable that when my husband had a bit of a heart attack and sent some patches to us in our home, I started using those patches personally. And so I've been telling many, many people about these patches. And, of course, I have had and felt exuberant. I am 67 years old and act like a teenager sometimes and able to ride bike and do lots of beautiful things. So Amy feels very, very grateful at this time for a chance to share what she knows about how life wave patches work and how they might help you. Hi, Amy. Welcome to our show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Hope.
It's great to have you on. It's great to have you on. And it's true. Amy and I were talking before the show came on a little bit beforehand, and I just said, you know, I've been telling everybody about these patches. And so they were asking me a lot of questions about these patches. And I said, I don't know, call Amy. So that's why we got you on the program today, Amy.
Oh, thank you so much for asking.
You are welcome. Well, where should we start? I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about them, but can you tell us a little bit about, like, why you kind of been in search for these patches? I know you told me a bit of a story about how you came across them, but what made you kind of move into this place where you started investigating these patches?
Well, actually, I did not start investigating the patches necessarily. I didn't even know really what I was looking for. I was following a post thread on a practice management group that I follow, and the practitioner who made the post was commenting she was going to be giving a presentation on these, she called them crazy-ass magic patches. And I thought, what in the world?
That's funny.
And I thought, wow, that's right up my alley. So I, of course, I checked it out. And I felt intuitively like this is what I needed. I had, you know, physically, I am now 51, but I had a baby at 42 years old. Actually got pregnant at 42, so had her 43. And I actually had preeclampsia, so I had a history of anemia, and I developed preeclampsia when I was pregnant, and I had to have a C-section. And my blood pressure, of course, got really, really, really high, which caused me to need to go into the hospital. I was actually there for 10 days. After Claire was born, and because my blood pressure wouldn't come down. And I've still been struggling, frankly, with that blood pressure. And I think, what in the world? Why can't I fix it myself? You know, I've got all of this training, all this education. I've got all these wonderful healers around me all the time. And why can't I fix it? And it was really, really hard for me, actually, to admit that I can't do it by myself. And so going to medical doctors and getting medications and working on that and still trying to heal it from the inside, even though I've been utilizing some pharmaceuticals to help me with that, of course. And there was just this guidance that I needed to order these patches. And so I did without even thinking twice about it. So I signed up. I got my stem cell patches in the mail a couple of days later, and I swear that after the first night, I had a healing. And this is just my story. You know, this isn't necessarily what everyone can expect to have, but this is my story based on my history and my experiences and my own stuff. But you know, I've always had this deep sort of almost like an emptiness or a sadness or a longing that I didn't even know what it was. And all of a sudden I woke up and that was gone. So all of the years of trying to search for what is behind this, why can't I just kind of fake it until I make it kind of thing. You know, kind of get over that hump, Amy. Just come on, one more. You can do this. Just find out what that is. And actually, it was. I'm sure that it was a life force kind of a thing. There was some stuck energy, some deficiencies that started moving, and all of a sudden, I just didn't have that anymore. And it was kind of like, wow, this is the stuff. This is what my life is going to be now. I need to show the world these LifeWave patches. This is what it's about. So here I am, 6 months later. I started using them with everyone, all of my treatments. I live in a tiny little town in upper Michigan. And little by little, all of these people are just walking around town with these patches stuck on them. So there's a lot of conversation happening in this little town right now about these patches.
Well, you know, that's my story, too. I know that you sent them to my husband, and then I got on a bike, and I was bike riding, and I twisted my knee. And this was a knee that I had injured several times in my lifetime. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to take me forever to heal again. And so I thought, I'm going to try one of these patches. So I put a patch on me, and I had the same experience. I swear to high heavens, if I could put my hand on a stack of Bible or if a saint and angel would be here, I would tell them, like, all of a sudden, the next day, my knee, and I would have to say, was perfectly okay. And, you know, before, again, we talked, and I said, I don't know if it was a placebo, I don't know. But then I wore it again and again, and my knee even got better. It not only improved, to me it felt like my knee got better because I was supposed to be able to crawl around, was crawling around on the floor with grandchildren and not having any pain with it. So that was my story as well, but it worked immediately. And And so that's why I wanted you to come on the program to talk a little bit. So the product itself is called Life Wave. Is that true? Life Wave Patches?
Yep. Yep.
And then tell our audience what the Life Wave Cell Patch does. Like, how does it work?
Okay, so LifeWave puts out a patch called X39, which helps the body make more stem cells, which are the universal cells, which can become whatever type of cell your body needs it to become. So stem cells, essentially you're thinking about rejuvenation. Okay, so I'm just going to backtrack just a minute here, and I'm just going to explain a little bit about what the patches are, how they work on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Our bodies make infrared heat. That's one of the ways that the healing touch therapies work, is that we're redirecting infrared into the recipient. So whether it's ourselves or whether it's another person or a critter, we're redirecting that infrared. And so what happens with the LifeWave patch is inside the patch, there are these, there's a liquid crystal structure that's actually a product of amino acids and sugar, which is also infused with a certain frequency of light. And that frequency is relative to whatever patch you're using. It's specific to the patch that you are using. The X39 stem cell patch actually emits a frequency that will stimulate the production of a copper peptide in the body. So what happens is when you put the patch on the skin, it will act as a mirror. So your body heat is traveling up and out, and instead of exiting your body, the LifeWave patch will actually redirect it back into the body. And with that infrared, it's also taking with it that frequency. It's carrying that frequency into that part of the body that it needs to create these different processes, to get these different processes going in the body. There aren't any chemicals. There's no drugs. There's just this light frequency that's going into the body, and it's causing – It's kind of like, it's not like it is the patch that's doing it. It's your body doing it with the use of the light frequencies, if that makes sense. So there are patches that will, like the stem cell patch will encourage the body to produce more stem cells. As we age, we start producing fewer and fewer of these. And it's the stem cells that really help us to continue feeling young and vital. As we age, we start producing fewer stem cells anyway. And there's also things like chronic inflammation, chronic disease that will also kind of hinder the capacity, our library of stem cells as well. I guess that would be a good word to say. So we need to continue to encourage the production of those. I was listening to an interview a bit ago by the founder of this company, and he was actually saying that they found that, their research has found that after 6 weeks of using these X39 patches, you've actually decreased your vascular age. Your blood vessels, your tissues have decreased like by 2 years. So you've taken away 2 years of your aging process after 6 weeks on this stuff. And they know that because they did animal studies, where they would do the research and then they would sacrifice the animals and take a look at their cells. So that's how they know that. There are different patches that will encourage the body to produce more serotonin and dopamine. There are patches that help the body produce more glutathione. There are patches that help the body produce more carnosine. But I guess, you know, one thing that I really wanted to just share was this idea. There are so many folks, and this goes back to my own personal story. I literally have spent so many thousands of dollars on supplements and different types of techniques, you know, learning different types of techniques, trying to figure out, you know, what I need to, how I can heal myself. And it comes down to the fact that there's, you know, you can have all of the gas, you know, the high quality gas in your car, but something's going on and your engine's just not turning over. And you can think about that turnover as being your life force. And you can think about the gas in your engine being your, you know, all of your nutrients, all of your that basic nutritive stuff. And you've got to be able to turn over your engine. So if you think about Qigong and Tai Chi practitioners who have got all that, you know, beautiful melodic fluid movement with their hands and their legs and using their body, they're actually channeling and directing electricity into their body. The acupuncture needles actually work as antennas to direct electricity into the body. And the patches kind of work in a similar way that way. They work with the electricity in the body in order to keep your life force moving, so that you can utilize that nutrition, that gasoline, you know, all that good substantive stuff. So that's you know, how all of the patches work, not just the X39, if that makes sense and if that's helpful.
Yeah, how many different patches, and maybe there's too many to even name, but how many different patches are there?
There are 10 patches. There are 10 patches. So, yeah,
okay.
And they all do different things, although there are all kind of additional things that they do, not just the ones, the basic purposes of the patch, but they all do multiple things.
Mm-hmm. And where was this developed? Obviously, it wasn't perhaps in the United States, because we have a tendency in the United States to be a little bit slower. So where were they developed and or created?
Oh, actually in San Diego.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, the company is based in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And how long has this company and these patches been out and about for people to use?
Well, I think that the first patches came out in 2004.
Okay.
So, but really it's just with the, from my understanding, because I've only, you know, I'm still very new to this, and I'm just really just relaying my understanding, and I apologize if I'm not correct 100% with my science, but it is the X39 really that has really shot that company into, you know, right out there. Everyone is really excited about that X39 product.
So how would people know where to, do they need to go to an acupuncturist to know where to put them? How, because that's the one question I received is, like, where do I know where to put it on my body?
Well, the patches all come with brochures, and the brochure contains one or two or several different placement suggestions. You do not need to use an acupuncturist to use the patches. It's helpful because sometimes acupuncturists can integrate their own treatment protocols, their treatment point selections using patches, but certainly you do not need that. The research that, so all of the patches are patented, and they have done their research with certain points for each patch. So when the patches first came out, there were people using patches on a lot of different locations, but it got to be a little bit too overwhelming for people who don't know about different acupuncture points or how to use them, and the point location can be a little bit tricky sometimes. So the company came out with some select points to use each patch on just to make it easy. And, you know, the research has been conducted on those points specifically, so you know that you'll get the effective what is suggested that you'll receive from the patch at that point.
I started using them kind of like as a every other day thing because it worked so well on my knee, and that I also did some reading from the material that you sent me with those patches. And so when it talked about kind of helping with fatigue and tiredness and stuff like that, so I put one on every other day. And when I was reading the pamphlet, it said to kind of change up where you put those patches. So do you do the same thing? Like, do you wear it every day, or do you wear one every other day, or how do you work with it for your own purpose, your body?
Well, I use multiple patches every day because I'm working on certain things, you know, related to my blood pressure, related to some other pieces with me. So I use different patches every day. It is recommended that you move your patches around, though. So the company line with the patches is that you would use a patch for 12 hours, and then you would remove it and then let your body rest for 12 hours. And then the next day you go back and you do something else. The X39 is suggested to use every day. The other patches, depending on what you need assistance with, you can change your patches out. So sometimes people can have a lot of different patches in their drawer, and then they just kind of will change things out every day or every other day, or switch around your patches, what you like to do at certain times. So there are certain patches that are good for acute pain, so you could just kind of keep those in your drawer and just use them as needed. Every other day is really reasonable with certain patches. If you are in a pretty good situation and you are not actively trying to heal something or detoxify yourself from something, that is perfectly fine.
So when most of my clients, I think everyone who is probably listening to this, and maybe we have new people because we actually do have listeners from across the United States, and so most of my clients that come to me, that they are having some problems with arthritis and things like that. So what type of results do you see with people using these patches with things such as arthritis or even weight loss or autoimmune disease, or what kind of results do you see with that?
Well, there is a patch, the Eon patch, which is an anti-inflammatory patch. It's very good for pain, very good for inflammation. Personally, working with my folks, they might get here and they've got terrible neck tension, terrible shoulder tension, and I'll see, just within a few seconds even, that'll just melt away after I put a patch on there at the base of their neck. So, it does work very, very well over time. Not even necessarily that much time, but yes, absolutely, absolutely.
How about weight loss?
X39 for, weight loss. So it depends on a lot of times there's that, it depends on what's causing the weight gain. If there's a hormonal piece, then you might want to try a hormone balancer patch, and there is that. There's a patch that helps with balancing out hormones, especially the menopausal, which is at SP6. And there are some other patches that actually help just to boost your metabolism. The energy enhancers help the body produce that ATP energy out of fat, then out of sugar, out of glucose. So that's a helpful thing there too. But it really depends on it really depends on what's going on with people, and it really depends on, well, yeah, it just really depends on what's going on with people. So it's hard to make a blanket statement about that because it's so complicated. Everything's so complicated.
Mm-hmm. So can you
the stress piece with weight gain is huge too.
Can you use these on children?
Yep.
You can?
Absolutely. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. And the patch I'm sorry?
That's okay. What were you saying?
The patch is actually, you can stick them. So they come, there's a medical grade adhesive. And so they'll stick to the skin and they tend to not wash off in the shower or in the swimming pool. But you can also, there are some people who feel pretty sensitive to that adhesive, even though it's a rare situation, but some people feel sensitive to that. And so you could actually stick it upside down on the underside of your clothing, and so that adhesive wouldn't make contact with your body, so that patch will go both ways. So it can be it could be directed one way with the patch on your skin or upside down with the patch on your clothing over your skin. That'll be fine. So the patch is activated by your body heat. So even if you've got it in your pocket, it could be active. So you don't want to be walking around with the patch in your pocket because you don't want to be activating that patch without intending to. So even if you had it on the underside of your bedding or under your pillow, you could do that too while you're sleeping. There are some patches that work really well when you're sleeping. So that's fine. You can use the patches on your pets. You can put them on the underside of the dog collar. Pets really, respond well to the patches.
Yeah, tell everybody the story. You told me the story about I don't know if it was your friend or your sister who came to visit, and the dog was a little bit leery. Tell our listeners about what you did with this dog that came your way.
So my sister-in-law had a dog who was quite anxious, actually, or probably is still very anxious, and this dog really was not taking to me at all. And I'm a dog person, actually. I think that dogs really like me a lot. And so I felt a little bit slighted, actually, that this dog didn't like me. And and she said, well, this dog has got a lot of anxiety. And I was like, okay. And I just happened to have a couple of patches with me. And I put this, the Eon patch, which is that anti-inflammatory, good for pain and really good for effects of stress. It's a really good, they call it the happy patch. And they use it a lot with dogs, anxious critters. And so I had one and I put it on the underside of her collar. And I just kind of walked away. And I swear, within 10 seconds, she walked up to me. I was over in the kitchen with some crackers, and she came up to me and asked for a cracker. And she had not done that prior to that. And so that's not a placebo. You can always tell when the critters respond to something, that it's not a placebo effect. So, that was pretty cool.
Right.
But, yeah, there are a lot of stories, a lot of really interesting stories. And I follow a Facebook group of that's all about the patching, too, and they have included some photos of their dogs. Like, there's one person who included a photo of a dog with a cataract. And they put the X39 patch on the underside of the collar, and I don't know how long it was, how many days or maybe a couple of weeks, but the cataract cleared up, that kind of stuff. I mean, those are real, real things. And I, what's coming up now? Okay. So I realized that sometimes what happens with folks when they start patching, they get some detox effects. They start to get headachy, or they start to get nauseous, or they start to get, just don't feel good. And it's a typical, detox reaction. Most of us know what that is all about when we do a dietary cleanse or something. But the nice thing about the patches, actually, if you start to detox and you really don't are not ready for that experience, you can just take the patch off and the detox will stop. Those symptoms will go away. Because what happens is you don't have anything to metabolize with the patches. You know, if you're taking a supplement, you're doing something dietarily, you're going to have to metabolize whatever you are taking in order to produce that detox. The patches, you're not metabolizing anything. So you're just stopping the production of whatever, you know, the glutathione or whatever it is that is going on. But the reason why people detox is because most of us are not eating all the right foods. We're exposed mm-hmm. to all sorts of chemicals. We, you know, pollutants in the air. There's all sorts of stuff, just effects of stress, everything. Most of us are not living in a mountainous village where the water is perfectly clean and, you know, it's all butterflies and sunshine. So what happens is those toxins get stored in our fat. And the patches actually start to initiate fat metabolism, which kind of dumps those toxins into your bloodstream. And so that will jumpstart that sort of experience for people. So if you start to have a detox reaction and you want to detox, but you don't want to do it too fast, you just take your time with it. You know, don't do your patching every day. Start with one patch. Don't start with five patches. And just, you know, every other day or do something whenever you can. And little by little, it's okay. There's no rush. There's no need to rush with any of this. But that's part of the reason why sometimes there's an energy rush. If people get headaches, you can always try putting the patch, especially if it's on the neck, you can always try putting it below the belly button. You mm-hmm. know, kind of the lower half of the body can help with that. Be sure you drink lots of water. The trace minerals are really helpful to kind of improve that electroconductivity process there. Yeah, electrolyte drinks, coconut water, that kind of stuff can be really helpful.
I read someplace in the literature, not maybe I misread it or something, but did it say anything about like it should be sort of to the right or to the left of the center line of the body?
Okay, so there are a couple of patches, the ice wave patches and the energy enhancer patches. They all, those come with two patches. They're a paired patch. So they've done, they've kind of color-coded their patches, the company has. So the tan patches go on the left side of the body and the white patches go on the right side of the body. In a general way, you can use the patches over points of pain, you know, either side. But those energy enhancers and the ice waves, in a general way, you want to put them the tan on the left and the white on the right. Generally speaking, the other patches, except for the spleen, the SP6 patch, the SP6 patch goes on the left side of the body because it has to do with yin. And the inside of the body, whereas the other patches, it works with the polarity and the electrical system. So the other patches go on the right side of the body or on the center line. So.
Okay, interesting. So I'm going to ask once again, because I think all the listeners will be thinking about, so, okay, I order these patches, they come to my home, I read the literature. How am I going to know all of this information that Amy's giving us today on the program? Is all of that information, where to put them, how to put them on, is the information that we're getting from you, is that all on the literature when people get these patches?
Yeah, so the brochure does have some information about the placement of the patch. There's a wonderful Facebook group that I follow that it's an MLM organization, and so there's a certain lineup, and so there are a lot of acupuncturists, a lot of healthcare practitioners around the world who use these patches with folks, and LifeWave is one of those things that people are super intrigued about and super excited about, and they're super organized. So, so there is a wonderful Facebook page or a Facebook group that was started by an acupuncturist, and she actually put together a lot of protocols using acupuncture points for kind of symptomatic relief of a lot of different things. And so, and plus there are a lot of folks putting posts up all the time about their experiences, and it's really fascinating and fun. So there's that resource for people, you know, in my line, there's that resource. LifeWave has got YouTube videos. They've got hundreds of YouTube videos put out there on how the patches work, all the science behind it, the research, everything. The founder of the company does frequent YouTube videos with question answers. There's a lot of information, and it's really, really interesting and really empowering just to see how we can really help ourselves with this technology. You know, it's like Star Trek medicine. It's really, really cool. It's really interesting. I mean, that was really wonderful when I started to understand that it really has to do with energy and how a lot of times in our culture, especially, we're focusing on the physical pieces of things, you know, the right nutrition, the right exercise, the right, you know, those kinds of things. But what's missing is the electricity, the bio energy, and how can we really, you know, charge ourselves up? And there's all sorts of gadgets out there that we will use in order to try to charge ourselves, to move our energy. And we'll feel okay for a short amount of time. We'll get a massage. We've got a headache. We'll get a massage. We'll feel better for a short amount of time. But the headache comes back because our bodies aren't flowing the way they need to be. I think it is so cool. It's so empowering to have a resource like this that actually I feel better, you know. I feel better using these. So so I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I think you just made a really, really good point, because whether it is Deepak Chopra, whether it is Dr. Joe Dispenza, whether it is Albert Einstein, whether it is Edgar Cayce, a healer from long ago, and so many more. They say, we are energy beings. And what I always teach people is underneath the world of the physical is an energetic body. And you just made a really good point that it is true. Like if you go get a massage, you might feel good for a while. If you go get even a pedicure, you might feel good for a while, any of those things. But what is underlying the physical world is this energetic world. And what you're saying is that these stem cell patches work on that underlying world of the energy world that we are made out of.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. Well, now the question comes in, and I've been asking a lot of people, you know, we're in the midst of another high rise with the Delta variant that's coming. And when I talk to my colleagues, they're saying other strains of COVID will be on its way. And they're not saying it in a frightening way. They're just saying in a factual way that we'll be getting some other strains, and like the flu season is coming. So many people will ask me about how to build the immune system up in such a way that they can help themselves during this time of the pandemic or these new strains that are coming in. Does the patch work on their behalf on something like this?
So they have not. So that is not my territory to speak on. I know that a lot of people talk about that, but I wouldn't feel comfortable making any sort of statements about that with these patches. I know that the patches will help to support immunity in a very general way. Specifically, I cannot go there. I know that David Schmidt, the founder of the company, is going to be doing a webinar on that subject, and that hasn't been broadcast yet, so I haven't been able to watch that. But, yeah, of course, that is like, you know, front and center in everyone's mind these days. And we also have to think about not just immunity, but also about the mind and the stress. The stress alone will deplete our life force and will ultimately affect, you know, our lives that way. So everyone needs help with that fear piece. And the way the patches help the body deal with stress and with fear is really lovely. So I would certainly not hesitate to use these things as part of a daily, you know, a lifestyle choice to kind of help to boost our life force and to help produce our body's capacity just to digest better, eliminate better, sleep better, you know, just function better. So, yeah, certainly. I understand and I realize I'm not answering the question, but I that's
you're answering it.
Yeah,
because it is front and center on everybody's mind right now. And I try to not get into the controversy of vaccine or anti-vaccine, you know, so I always talk about how to build the immune system up, and it certainly sounds like you said, people are, you know, eating nutritionally all the time or doing what we need to our body. And so this detoxing, I think it's really good. And building the life force up in our body, again, that's the underlying world of the physical, and that would at least help with the immune system, which we're always kind of working on, to help during this time, But it'll be interesting to have you listen to the information that's coming in, and people can maybe talk to you a little bit about it, because that is up in front for children. How about using these patches on babies?
Yes, you can. You can.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's say they're teething.
Okay. So you can use a lot of discomfort that way. Yeah, you can use the patches on babies. You can put them on the points of pain, just on the outside of the skin. You can just put them, you know, a lot of times just putting them over the, at the point of the neck or at the point of the, below the belly button. It can be very helpful, but even just putting the patches, like even just sticking them to their blanket or something, you know, they'll be close by, is how I would use them. But, yeah, certainly they're safe. They're certainly safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I guess the next question I'm going to ask, because Amy, our Reiki specialist here in at the Hope Interface Center, she has been talking about, wow, there's something going on with the animal kingdom right now, because many, many people have these beloved animals that are getting very, very sick. And I said, well, you know, sometimes they'll take on the psychic attacks, you know, that human beings might get, and the animals might take on that brunt of energy. And so so to me, the animals in their electrical field, that's the reason why I wanted to talk a little bit more about the animal kingdom. So can you use them on any, like rabbits, cats, dogs?
Yes, I think so. Sure, certainly.
Interesting.
One of the first patches actually was created for horses.
Yeah.
The ACT was actually used on horses for pain and for healing. But yeah, certainly the examples we see most are dogs, of course, but I'm sure that you could use them on anyone. It would just be a matter of knowing how to place them. So, you know, just like going back to, you know, the question about the babies, of course, you wouldn't want to put the patch anywhere that they might be able to pull it off and maybe consume it somehow or try to consume it. But certainly in terms of safety, you can use them on, you know, with children. So, it would just be a matter of using them. And I think that the Eon patch is a really good stress patch for everyone, really good for inflammation, really good for stress. But, certainly with critters. And also, there's been a lot of discussion about how folks will get their order in the mail, and they might have their patches on their table, on their kitchen table, and all of a sudden the cat is just sleeping on the patch, because the patches are activated by body heat. So it doesn't matter whose body heat. So the patches are. People have talked about how, you know, they might be wearing the patches and then their cats or their dogs are sitting on their lap all the time and they're healing, you know, from certain things that they've been dealing with for a long time. You know, just through passive engagement with the patch on their person.
Oh, interesting.
So, yep. There are a lot of veterinarians using patches, a lot of stuff out there about that.
Well, you know, the next thing that's going to come up with, and maybe we can't really answer this because we're always just suggesting that they use it or use these patches, but what can you say about people who say, really, you know, they're naysayers, I would say, or they're leaning in the opposite direction. So what would you say to a person who's listening to our program today and they might think, oh, I don't know, this sounds too good to be true?
Well, that's okay. I mean, it doesn't change the fact. So these are actually patented. They've done research. There's lots and lots of people using these who have had results. And that's okay. You know, sometimes things just seem to be too good to be true. And that's okay. You know, okay.
That's okay. So how much, and I know that they're perhaps different price, but like what did you say if somebody were going to try them, what would be the first patch did you say for people to try out?
Well, I think that most people should get on board with the X39. That's just a really good, that's the stem cell patch. That's a really good patch that's going to cover a lot of territory for people, and it's for rejuvenation. It's good for healing. It's good for just kind of taken the years back. Certainly people should use the X39 if they're going to jump in. So the patches, like retail, there's a retail price and there's a wholesale price, of course. You know, people can become preferred customers just like they would join a Sam's Club or any other membership-associated wholesaler. So you can do that with LifeWave as well. So you would get wholesale pricing with an auto ship. So you need to maintain an auto ship, which would be once a month. You get an order in the mail. The auto ship is not a huge requirement. The auto ship, it just requires like one pack of X39 or two packs of the other. It comes out to be about $100 order every month to maintain your wholesale pricing. And the preferred customers, they send you, for the first 6 months, they send you free samples. And at the end of those 6 months, they'll send you a whole pack of X39 and I think another pack of the other patches. So that's a really good deal. But yeah, that could be a way that people get hooked in. Otherwise, you can purchase retail if you'd like. But really, the wholesale pricing is a lot better way to do it. And you need to make a purchase through a distributor.
Okay. So you're saying maybe it would cost $100 a month to start out with X39 cell stem patches, and that about you'd get enough to cover a month then for that price?
Yep, there's 30 in the sleeve. There's
okay.
30 patches in all of the sleeves except for, well, there's actually 30 patches in all the sleeves, but the ice waves and the energy enhancers are paired. So they're, because there's a tan and a white one. So there are only 15 doses in the ice waves and in the energy enhancers.
Because this is what I tell everybody, because, you know, people are always watching their pennies and things like that. And so when I started using them every other day, I told my husband, I said, I'm going to use these for the I'm a very vocal woman. And I said, I'm going to use these for the rest of my life. And I said, I'll get my nails done. I'll get my pedicures done. I don't do anything like that. And I said, because
right.
I feel so much better from using
yeah.
these patches. I mean, really do. And
yeah.
so I tell everybody that, you know, if we did go to a healer or even have an acupuncture session, sometimes that's how much it costs for one session versus these
right.
patches. Yes.
Yeah. Wholesale pricing for the other patches, not just the stem cell ones. The stem cell ones, wholesale price runs almost 100, like $99.95, I think it is. So $100. And then the other ones, there's actually a cut rate. So you buy one set at wholesale for $69.95. If you buy two, then you'll get it for $59.95. And these are all mix and match. If you buy three, you get them for $49.95 each. So so if you buy several of those, then you can get the other patches like the SP6 or the Eon for as low as about $50. So, but that's true. That is, and these are things that people can do for themselves at home. And also, there is that piece where a lot of the detoxification types of supplements, I'm not buying anymore. So I'm very happy not to be buying those supplements. You know, my body is doing the work for itself, and I don't need to do the extra, you know, because it's moving my life force. So, so that's wonderful for me, and I'm happy doing that. I'm happy to eliminate a few things from my cupboard. So
right. I never thought about that. Is that it can eliminate some of the stuff that people take with supplements and things like that.
Personally,
in your practice, can you give us one or two more examples of maybe somebody who's come into your office and they've had whatever illness or problem that they had, and you saw a significant, or they saw even a significant results from it?
Well, okay, I can speak very generally, and this is what's kind of coming back. So I'll do my treatment, and I'll put the patches on them during the treatment. And a lot of practitioners won't do the patching during the treatment because they don't know what the acupuncture did and what the patches do. You know, they won't be able to separate. But there are a lot of acupuncturists or a lot of other practitioners who will incorporate several different modalities within a treatment. And you don't necessarily know what the laser did versus what the adjustment did versus what the, you know, the e-stim did versus the acupuncture. You don't necessarily know, right? But they're still incorporated to kind of boost the efficacy of the treatment. So, like, the patches boost the efficacy of my acupuncture treatment. You know, people feel a lot better because I'm using the patches. And I'm well-trained. I think I'm a pretty good practitioner. But the patches do a really, really good job. And then they get sent home with those patches. They continue to wear them for 2 days. I just say that just because the patches are good for up to 48 hours, and they're not going to be, they're not going to be used on a daily basis. They're just being used like today with this treatment. So I don't know. All of the patches are, you can pretty much guarantee the efficacy of the patch for 12 hours. After that, it depends, I think, on what, how quickly your body will absorb and integrate the rest of that phototherapy. So, you know, it might last 24, it might last 48, I don't know. But at any rate, it's neutral, completely neutral after 48 hours. So I tell people, you know, if it comes off sooner, that's okay, no big deal, but I would just milk it dry for this amount of time and then just call it good, and I'll see you next week or next, you know, whenever I see you. But if they're going to be using the patches every day, then, of course, you don't use it for that amount of time, because there's something called attenuation, which is where, you know, for example, if someone was pressing on your arm, you know, for – you know, in a good pressure situation, maybe at first, initially, it might feel uncomfortable. But if that pressure continued over time, you would stop feeling that pressure, right? That's what attenuation is. And so if you continue to stimulate the same acupuncture point with the same product, you know, over and over and over again, that there's going to be some loss of potency in that point. So that's why, you know, all of the brochures will have two or several different point locations that you cycle through. You don't keep using the same point over and over again with the same patch. You want to cycle through those points. And so just to kind of go back, there's just so much I like to talk about here. So, but anyway, you wouldn't use each patch for 48 hours, of course not. That's not the company line. That's just what I do just to make it super easy for my folks and just to kind of make sure that they milk that dry. And they haven't had that sort of stimulation ever. And so I think it's really wonderful for their bodies to just integrate that as best they can. But a lot of times these people who've got chronic pain, you know, for whatever cause, there's a lot of stuff that people go through, but a lot of times, you know, once they take that patch off, they'll start to little by little have that pain come back. And it's not that that the pain was like the patch was a Band-Aid. It is anti-pain. A lot of times, like that Eon patch is anti-pain. I use that patch a lot. But it's also your body is working on healing, and your body is working on integrating, and you just can't move that energy the same. It acts kind of the same way that, you know, you can't hold your chiropractic adjustment or your massage or your, you know, the acupuncture treatment. You know, people feel good for a couple of days and then it comes back. Why? Because your life force isn't turning, you're not turning over that engine. So, So that's kind of what I do. But a lot of times folks are coming back and they're like, oh my word, like I felt great after I left. And I felt great for 2 days, and then I felt uncomfortable again, and it's because that patch lasted for 2 days.
Wow, interesting.
So then we just do another reboot, and then over time, people start to feel better for longer periods of time, and it's because the body's healing. So, this is my personal story. I started 6 months ago, and I was hungry for the patches. Like, I felt like I really needed that extra support all the time. And now there are some days where I don't wear any patches at all, and I feel great. You know, right now I've got 6 or 7 patches on my body because I was so nervous about doing this talk. it's just extra support for myself. It's not like a like a drug-induced state or anything. It's just me just kind of able to kind of focus in a little bit more. But, so if that makes sense. But, yeah, people, a lot of times, a lot of pain, a lot of digestive, a lot of reproductive fertility stuff, a lot of, yeah, just those are people I see in my clinic. So I just wouldn't hesitate with, you know, if anything. People just have got so much going, and it's just another tool in the box.
Well, where, Amy, can people get in contact with you if they have more questions? Can you give us your website address or a contact number?
Okay, sure. So I think that maybe my email address, my work email address, would be really good.
Okay.
My clinic name is called Big Water Wellness, but my email address is Big Water, because I live on the shore of Lake Michigan, bigwater906.com. Or at gmail.com, I'm sorry. bigwater906@gmail.com.
Okay.
And for folks who would like the LifeWave, why don't they just email me and I can let them know how to get in touch with making an order if they'd like, or I can help them make an order. I can assist in whatever way or answer any more questions.
Okay. And is there a number at all you want them?
Facebook. I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Is there a contact number of a number at all, or?
Phone number. How about my cell phone number? It's 507-351-4454.
Okay. And the Facebook, you said you're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Actually, Big Water Wellness, you could find me on Facebook under my business address.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for being on our program today. I just love you. And I tell everybody, I know her, but known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I said, she will not sell any type of snake oil medicine. She's a real deal. She just wants to help people.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I know. I feel like, I mean, honestly, I haven't ever sold supplements or herbs just because I didn't feel comfortable, because they're of that very real thing. Like, I've tried so many things and it didn't quite work for me. And that's because I didn't have the life force moving. And after trying these, I was like, wow, this is what it is. This is the stuff. This is what, and so I was like all on board. I've never sold anything ever. I'm all in with this. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. You did a great job. And so I just want to thank you. I know you're a busy woman.
Much.
Yes, you have a wonderful, wonderful, and happy fall to you. Happy fall. Happy fall, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Pure Hope Show. We are always on once a month at the very end, usually, of the month. And it's been a joy to talk to you, Amy. And until we all meet again, namaste, namaste, namaste. Happy fall once again. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind. Be gentle. Be loving. Be true.